You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome, everybody. Welcome once again to one of your most favorite radio programs. It's time for your spiritual GPS to success. Isn't that wonderful applause? Look at all over the globe. They're cheering. I appreciate that. Look at those of you in Australia, those of you over there in London, England area. I thank you so very much. I really do, y'all. I want you to know that. And of course, to all of my family and friends over here in the United States, I bless God for you. Thank you again. I cannot say that enough for those of you that connect with me, that you make sure you send me messages, you text me, you message me on, what is it, Facebook. I'm even starting to get some on Instagram now. Yeah, I got to do a little bit better with that one. But thank you so very much for your support. I appreciate you. And I pray that you are steadily enjoying this year, 2021, looking for greater opportunities, greater blessings that are right in front of you. Yeah, so thank you very, very much for your support. And listen, today I have a wonderful program for you, and I am going to give some readings live right here during the show, as I always do. Now, keep in mind, if you desire to be a part of one of our pre-recorded programs, all you have to do is text LOA to 40691. Text LOA to 40691, and you too will be added to the list and get the notification when I'm recording a show, okay? And you too will be a part and can have that wonderful time with me, and I will have the pleasure and the privilege to speak with you. So don't forget to do that. In fact, go on and do it right now. Go ahead. Text LOA to 40691. Now, you know what? I want to talk with some people that are already in queue. They're already there. And I want to talk today. How can I say? This is kind of troubling. But I guess the thought is, are you where you belong? Are you where you belong? Now, where did he get that from? Well, I was reading a story in the Bible, and it was a story about, when Jesus was walking by a person that was, we don't know really what his ailment was, but he was at a pool called the Pool of Bethesda. Now, that's recorded in St. John, the 5th chapter, I believe it is. And yeah, I'm looking at my Bible right now. Yeah. And so, Jesus, this man, we believe he was paralyzed, or we believe that he had difficulty moving. It was something that was an issue with him. And normally it was tradition that if you stay around this pool, that at a certain time of the season, an angel comes to trouble the water, and whoever was first into the water after the angel troubled it was healed of whatever issue that you had. Well, this man had been there at that pool trying to get to that water for so long. And he had been there, trying his best to get there and get there and get there. And it looked like somebody was always ahead of him. Have you ever felt like that? Looked like it's somebody always ahead. You think you're close, but then, no, it's all, it looked like something is just always getting in the way. Well, first of all, let me share this with you. I realized something, y'all. There's no such thing as trying. It's only doing. It's only doing. So I want to, let me just throw that in just real quick. I want to congratulate you for doing. It's no such thing as trying. You've been doing it. It's kind of like saying, try to throw the pencil away. Well, either you go throw it away or you go hold on to it. But many of you, you've been doing. It's not trying. You have been doing. Well, let me just take a break right there and say, I congratulate you for your effort, for what you have been doing. The universe, God, has been looking at what you have been doing. Not simply trying, you've been doing it. But are you where you belong? Listen, I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back, okay? Because I got to make sense of this. And then I got to give some readings. Don't go anywhere. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back, everybody. Don't forget to check out our website, drmichaelmosley.com, okay? drmichaelmosley.com. I would love for you to go and find out all the different things that we have going on. Well, now, before I took a quick short little break, I was thanking you and congratulating you for your efforts in trying. But now, I got to get to a certain point about this story. And remember, there's no such thing really as trying. Let me correct that. It's doing. So I am applauding you for your efforts in doing. Many of you have been doing what you feel is appropriate. You've been doing it, reaching your goal. You have been doing it. But this man been there for 38 years, according to that passage in the Bible. Jesus walked by and asked him a question. Do you want to be whole? Do you really want to be well? Do you want to be healthy or whatever the issue is? Do you really want it? And the man looked at him and said, yes, yes. But every time I try, every time I make an effort, someone always beats me to it. Someone always gets ahead of me. Well, now, this is the point. Jesus told him, rise, take your bed and walk. Rise, take your bed and walk. Now, the Bible, the next verse says, immediately the man was healed. He got up, took his bed, and he walked. You know, I want to throw something out at you. Okay, are you ready? I want to throw this out at you. The man got up. Who was Jesus talking to? He was talking to the person, to that man that was ill, the man that was seemingly paralyzed, the man that had an issue. And he told him, rise, take your bed and walk. Now, I was reading this and it kind of hit my heart a little bit that this man actually got up and he started walking. Where did he go? What did he do? I wonder, you know, did he go to his house? What did he see his family again? But first thing I want to realize, before the man got up, he had to realize that it's time for me to go. I don't need to be here anymore. Somebody right now that's listening to me, I want to ask you a question. Are you where you belong? This man been there for over 30 years, really 38 to be exact. And Jesus told him, now I want you to get your stuff and go. You go. I'm telling you, rise, take your bed and walk. But now the key thing about this is, well, what about Jimmy? He needs it. Well, I can't leave my friend. I can't do this because they're still sick. I want to encourage somebody today. Are you overstaying your welcome? Are you where you belong? Sometimes that job may be for you, but you still in the same place because you are overly concerned about somebody else. Everybody's not going the same place you are going. Everybody don't have the same dreams. Sometimes they may be similar, but when it's your turn to go, when it's your turn to move, when it's your turn to get your bed and for you to walk, you got to do that. Because your efforts, your momentum, your movement may serve as a motivator for somebody else. I want to encourage somebody to realize sometimes where we are is not where we belong. Imagine if the man got up, he could walk, he could get his bed, but he said, well, I'm going to stay right here. I done been here 38 years. I'm going to stay right here. Could it be that he probably would have received the illness back? Because you do know association brings about assimilation. The more you hang around people, you start picking up their ways and their mannerisms and sometimes their illnesses, their conditions. I want to encourage somebody today that it's time for you to move on. Are you where you belong? Sometimes I told one person the other day, sometimes we go into the same church because we've been there for 30 years, but you're just going there out of habit. You know, we just going because I'm used to it. My mama used to go to this church and my grandfather, he was a deacon in this church. That's all wonderful. But are you where you belong? Is it really benefiting you? Is it really nourishing you? Is it motivating you? Some of us, maybe it's your time to move to a different neighborhood. I've been here for 20 years. Well, maybe it's time to do something different. Are you ready? But now some people, they're staying there and they're complaining. They're just griping. Oh, my goodness. Well, why are you still here? I don't know. Well, maybe it's past your time for you to rise, take your band, and to walk. I want someone to think about that today. Are you where you belong? Some of us are in a relationship that we're not happy with. Well, if I leave, that means I done wasted 5 years in this relationship. No, you didn't waste anything. Hopefully you enjoyed those 5 years. You utilized those 5 years to gain greater insight about yourself and the other person that is around you. You never lost anything unless you are just wasting time. It's time for some of us to move on, to move further, and let's expect greater opportunities that are to come our way. So I want to know, I'm getting ready to go to some callers, and I want to find out, are you where you belong in your life? We're dreaming big, but are you where you belong to cause those dreams to manifest? Are you where you belong to cause greater opportunities to manifest for you? We all are trying to attract so many wonderful opportunities, even money. But are you where you belong to attract the money? Are you where you belong in your mind? Because the first thing we got to do, we have to rise in our mind. When he says, rise, take your bed, we got to think differently. We got to believe differently. We got to expect differently. I want to encourage someone. Think about that. Are you where you belong to get what you want? Maybe you need to move to a new job. But I've been here for so long, I'm used to it. But are you still happy there? Is it still fulfilling you there? That's something to think about. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break and I'm coming to some callers and I want to ask them that question as I give some readings on today. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, asking you to think about that. Are you where you belong? Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. Are you really where you belong? Are you really where you belong? Listen, let me go to Albany, New York. Right now, they have a lot of snow. And I'm going to talk to my friend Carol. Carol, how are you doing today?
I'm very well. Thank you, Dr. Mosley. And yourself?
I am doing good. Have you been shoveling snow?
Unfortunately, yes. Cleaning off the car, digging out, shoveling. It's just part of life in upstate New York. What do you want?
Hey, I like that. She said, it's just part of life. It's just part of life in upstate New York. But you know, one thing I do realize is that we all know that the snow doesn't last all the time. So soon it will melt and it will bring just the prettiest green grass and all of that. So it doesn't last, right? So you look forward to when the spring comes. Is that right?
Well, that's my thought. If I can make it to spring, I'll be fine. That's how I look at it.
So now, Carol, asking the question, do you feel that you are where you belong? Now, some people really are where they belong in their life right now. They are making changes. You know, we just came through the new year, entering into 2021. And, you know, a lot of people have so many dreams and what they call those resolutions. But are you where you belong to make those resolutions manifest? Do you feel in your life you are where you belong right now?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Now tell us.
I think I'm in.
Why do you feel like you are?
Exactly. Well, Currently, my life is in a complete state of chaos. I'm working from home and have been for some months and will continue for some more months. But in the process of changing to working from home and virtual training, it's every day it's something new. We never know what's going on, and it is very chaotic. And in my home life, I am in an apartment, and I'm having new floors put in. So I'm literally having the rug pulled out from under me. But that tells me that changes are afoot, and at the end of it all, I'll come out better. I'll have gained new knowledge professionally, and my home will be better. And so I figure if those things are happening, it's also reflected in other areas of my life. So on personal fronts, I think that everything that is moving towards better.
I love
that's how I'm
what
looking
you said.
At it.
In other words, I'm getting change. Another word that I'm getting is movement. And where are we changing? Where are we moving to is the destination called better. I like that. I want to write that down.
Right.
I like the destination. I'm making a notation, y'all.
That's the end. When you come through on the other end, you will be at better.
I like that. And I agree with you. I do feel that you are where you belong. You are in the change. And I love what you said about the rug being pulled from under you. It's a change. And some people really cannot handle the change. When that man was healed in the Bible, can you imagine? I mean, over 30 years, he had this condition. And now all of a sudden that he is well and he can move around, it's almost like, well, what do I do? I've been so used to being here for 38 years, begging and asking for money and asking for this. And now that I have my momentum, now I got movement. Now I got mobility. I'm healed. I can do things. And it's like, wow, it could be very fearful.
Well, Dr. Mosley, I do have to say that when you are in states of change and everything feels chaotic, it can be or seem overwhelming. But you have to remember that, one, we're never given more than we can handle. And two, the change is happening to, like you mentioned, the man got up from his bed. But he had to be able to get up in order to foster the mindset of moving forward, of change, of growth. He had it while he was laying in the bed, but he needed the action, the motion, to really develop that mindset of what his life could be once he could walk.
Well, I love that. Really, you had me really first on number one. You said that God won't give us no more than what we can handle. And the thing I wrote down on my notes is that we need to be reminded that we can handle this. It does. Right. It can be very fearful. It starting a new job, a new relationship. Some people say, well, I've been divorced for a long time, or I've been single. I've been by myself. I don't know if I'm ready to get with somebody else. And, you know, they may be grouchy and I can be a real pip to live with, you know, but you got this. You can handle the change. You can make things better. When God brings healing, when the universe brings us great opportunities, he also gives us the wisdom, the ability to handle it, to maintain it. Do you agree with that, Carol?
Also, I do agree with that completely. And I would like to remind people that the changes that are going on may not only be affecting the area that they're happening in. To speak to what you just said, and I can speak to this, if you have been, say, for example, divorced or widowed for an exceptionally long time or for a period of time, and then you think, I don't know, I'm used to being by myself, I don't know if I can adjust to someone else, I find that the changes that are taking place in my home are not just about the physical appearance of my home. It's also helping me to view my home in a new perspective, which also allows me to view my new relationship, not that new, but my relationship in a different perspective. How is this person fitting into my life? And with these changes and the purging and things that I'm doing, does it make room for them? Does it encourage my new mindset of being open to being with somebody? Whereas before I was like, nah, I can't do that. So
sometimes the change is not just physical. It's on a physical level, but it's also representing a deeper level, an emotional level, a spiritual level. So
exactly,
we have to look
a little
deeper. But
you're not going to recognize that initially because it seems that it is a physical action, but it is much more than that.
Are you where you belong? You know, it's a question that we all need to think about. Am I really where I belong? Am I still here because I'm afraid to move forward? Am I still here because I'm afraid to get married or to try something different? Am I afraid to try tacos tonight? Am I afraid? Well,
right.
You got to think about that. Carol, is there anything that I can look into for you on today?
Just general, any messages for me?
Yes. I pulled out my cards and two cards fell out, which were, I use them in a sentence. The two cards, one card says have fun and the next card says today and now. Those two cards fell out. So I take it that the universe is really saying, Carol, I need you to have fun right now, today and now. I need you. I guess because it heard you when you said my life is chaotic and those two cards fell out. It just said, have fun today and now, because also it's initiating greater change for you in your life. So somebody about to have some fun, aren't we, Carol?
That's right. And I'm all for it.
Blessings to you, Carol. Take care and stay safe in the snow, okay?
Same to you, Dr. Mosley. Enjoy your day, week, month, year.
I will. Blessings to you. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'll be right back. Tune your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Wow. You know what? That is so phenomenal. I enjoy talking to Carol. Can you imagine all that snow? But some things in our lives, we have to ask ourselves, am I really where I belong? You know, and some things, can you imagine this, that when this man is healed and, he can move whatever the ailment was, he has his freedom. He can now move around, do things that he could not have done before. But now, can you imagine staying there at the pool or staying there in that situation? I wonder if he would have felt out of place, because some of us, even right now, I do believe that we're feeling a bit out of place because this is not where we belong anymore. I'm here, but I don't feel comfortable. Why? Because this is just not where you belong anymore. You belong somewhere else. Carolyn said that she had the rug pulled from under because that carpet didn't, it just don't feel comfortable anymore. I want something else. I want something different. So why sit there and complain? No, that's not going to do you any good. It's time for you to realize that I want something better. I want something different. I don't belong here anymore. Some people say, oh, you acting all bougie and things. Well, it's not that. It's just I had to realize I don't belong here anymore. Some of the old jokes or the new jokes don't make me laugh anymore. I need to do something different. Are you where you belong? Let me go to North Carolina and talk to Shamika. Shamika, how you doing on today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Shamika. Now, Shamika, do you feel that you are where you belong in your life right now?
I don't feel like I'm where I belong.
You don't feel like that. So now, where do you feel? Where do you feel that Shamika belongs right now? What should Shamika be doing now in her life?
I feel like I'm my biggest critic. I hold myself up with procrastination and so forth. I feel like that I should be further, like, in my business and things like that, you know. I feel like that I hold myself up in a lot of situations and things. As far as the physical, like where I live and work, I feel like, yes, I'm where I belong. But like when it comes to business and things like that, I feel like I'm not where I belong in life. You know, I feel like I should be further. I feel like that I haven't been through everything I've been through to live ordinary. I feel like I've been through everything I've been through to live more like extraordinary. And I feel like I'm the only one that's holding me up to have me stuck in the same position that I don't have to be in. I just have to take the first step and just, you know, just go for it.
Well, now, Shamika, so, you didn't spoke for me and you. You're the client and the therapist. And really, that's a lot of us, by the way, everybody. She said, I don't feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. Residentially, yes, I'm fine. But emotionally or mentally, business-wise, rather, I don't feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. And then she came back and answered the next question, well, what is holding you back? Well, I'm the only one that's holding me back. So now my question is, well, why are you holding yourself back? Why are you not moving further? Do you have that motivation? Why you don't have that motivation? Now, don't answer that. I want you to just think about that. Because there is something around you. There is something around you that is keeping you, if I could say it this way, at the pool. It's something that is around you that's keeping you at the pool of Bethesda. And it's you got to say, I got to move forward. I got to make a change. It's my fault that I'm still here. I got to do something different. I have received the command to rise, take up my bed, and walk. Why am I still here? Is it that I'm concerned about somebody else? Is it that I have fear in myself? Is it that I'm not sure if I really want this? Think about that for just a moment. Why are you holding yourself back? And you said something so phenomenal. I don't think I've been through all of this just to live ordinary. I want to live extraordinary. Now, that is based on your concept. Because where you live right now, it may be ordinary to you, but it may be extraordinary for somebody else. And that's okay. So why are you holding yourself back when there's so much more that apparently you want to achieve? I want you to think about that and let's move forward. Now, Shamika, is there something I can look into for you on today?
Nothing in general, whatever you have for me.
All right, so let's
see. That's what I roll with.
Let's see what Spirit has to say about why are you holding yourself back. That's one thing that I really want to find out and see if we can really get some understanding about why are you holding yourself back. Well, because you don't think that you are able to really do it. You doubt your capabilities. You know you can, but you doubt. I'm getting the impression like I can lift this weight or this. They used to call it a barbell or dumbbell, but I feel like I can lift this. But to hold it and to hold it for a good maybe for a good 30 minutes, I don't know if I can do that. But I know I can lift it and put it back down. I need you to realize that you are really stronger than what you think. You can really lift the weight and hold it. You can not only organize your dream or your business, you can run it, you can maintain it. But somewhere along the line, thinking about it and actually doing it, it's not making a connection. You feel like I can, but I also feel like I have the tendency to drop the ball or I can let go. And I'm afraid that I won't stay committed or I'm afraid that people won't stay committed. You have to utilize your faith. You have to utilize your trust in the divine, not only within yourself, but in the divine that is in others. There's always going to be a client available for you according to your mindset. The scripture in the Bible says, according to your belief, according to how you believe, according to your faith, it's going to happen. So there's always going to be a client if you believe there will. There's always going to be success if you believe there will. So this is what Spirit is saying. You know you can do it, but holding on to it, maintaining it, is where you get kind of sketchy. Does that make sense to you, Shamika?
sort of. I think it's more so just procrastination, honestly. I think it's just that I just won't, you know, it's just procrastination. Like, I have everything I need. I have the resources. God provided me with the resources and everything I need. I honestly just feel like it's just laziness and procrastination. You know, I feel like I got the tools. He provided me with the tools and everything I need, the resources, whatever I need, I have it. I honestly just feel like that is just procrastination. Like, there's no other way to put it. Just lazy. Just, I just need to get up and just do it. You know, like,
all right. Just so do now, it. So now, if you say that, now this is what, this is what he's saying to me. That therefore, and I believe you. Bottom line, you gave it a good bottom line. You gave it an all the way down grassroots meaning. Is that I'm just lazy. Now you know that. You know that. I'm still saying you're proving what I'm saying. You're stronger than what you think. You're stronger than what you think. You just say, well, I'm just going to sit right here. I'm going to sit right here. It's and I have to tell you that procrastination, either you're not concerned about your clients. You're not concerned about your life. You're not concerned about other people. You started this business, but maybe you really don't care about it, or you don't care about your customers, or you don't care about really doing this. You say you do, but again, in maintaining it, I do believe that there's a part of you that care, but the maintaining is the procrastination. I'm not doing it. So you have to make up in your mind, sweetheart. Do I really care about people? Do I really care about my children? Do I really want them to be successful? Do I really want them to be proud of their mother? Do I really want to pay off my house or my car? Do I really want other things or other jobs or other opportunities? If that is a yes, then you'll find a way to get moving. Because that's all you need, according to what you just said. All you need to do is get moving. Now, I know your mother. I'm going to tell your mom, or I'm going to ask some God to send some wonderful, handsome person in your life and give you a good love tap on your bottom and say, get up from here, girl, and go on and do this.
Yeah, I just need to do it. Like, it's just procrastination, I feel like. So I can just. And then, like, I think so, like, a little fear, you know, can become a little intimidating sometimes when you aren't familiar with something, and the unknown will shake you up a little bit.
Well, now, you got to woman up now, okay? Now, I'm going to say in the basis of what you said. You got to woman up. You are stronger than what you think. You got to woman up. If you really care about your, and I know you have children, so if you really care about your children, let's get up from there and do this, okay? There's more success for you. Got me? Listen, everybody, you are tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. That's Shamika out of North Carolina. And she going to call me again, and she going to say, I'm doing it now. I'm doing it. And I'm proud of her. You know what? Because really, it took a lot of guts just to start your business, just to even start that. So we all going to be on your team, on your side. Listen, I'll be right back. I got some more people in queue that are ready for me to share some insight with them. And I'm ready to find out, are you really where you belong? You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Molesley. I'll be right back. You know, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Molesley. I just love Shamika. I'm thinking about, you know, what if the man at the pool of Bethesda and Jesus said, okay, rise, take your bed up and walk. What if he got excited? And he did. He got up and he walked like, oh, I'm doing it. Yay. And everybody amazed. And then he said, I can walk, y'all. I can walk. Yay. Look at me. And then he put down his bed and he sit back down. Why? Why? Well, I don't have nowhere to go. But you can walk. You can do things you haven't done before. I don't know what I want to do. I'll start doing something different tomorrow. I'll do something different the next day, or something that is always something that comes up. But you can do this. That's Shamika. She got it. God has given her the tools. She said that. Now you go sit back down. why are you going to sit? You don't belong here. You don't belong here. This area is for people that are sick, that are trying to get to the water. You don't even need the water. Some people, why are you trying to get Social Security? You don't need it right now. You don't, you know, whatever disability, you don't need it. You're fine. You know, it's not like it's that important for you right now. You got a whole lot of money. But some of us, we're just sitting, and God is saying, now, why are you still sitting there? I'm like, to Shamika, no, I'm just going to be honest. It's just procrastination. I'm just sitting here, and I need to get up from here and do something. I tell you what, let's all get up and go to Nashville real quick, and let's talk to my friend Anita. How you doing, Anita?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good, my dear. Now, tell me, do you feel, Anita, you are where you belong in your life right now?
Honestly, yes. I wanted to go to school. I am back in school. To get out of the current job that I'm in so I can take care of patients again.
Wow. So you are back in school, and what are you majoring in school?
Nursing.
Oh, really? Okay. So you want to be a nurse?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting. And now tell me this, Anita, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to probe a little bit. I know you. Can you tell me, how old are you, Anita?
45.
Now, that's what I thought. So now, you don't look it, definitely, but I thought that now you're going back to school at 45. How many children do you have, Anita?
I have two adult children, 23 and 22.
23 and 22. Two adult children. Now, what made you go back to school at your age and with adult kids?
I'm not happy with sitting at a desk. I need to be up moving around. I used to be, when I first had my kids, about 20 years ago, I was a surgical tech, but the concrete floor standing in one spot was hard on my back. So I stopped doing that, which I love that career. It just didn't love me. So I decided to, I needed to raise them and feed them and take care of them. So I decided to get a job still in the healthcare field, but now that they're grown and they can take care of themselves, I'm like, I'm gonna do something for mommy.
Wow. I love you kept saying that phrase, I decided. I love that. That every time you said it, it I heard a bell in my ear. I decided. And you said, I love the job, but it didn't love me. So I decided. Mm-hmm. You were flexible. And that's what I want to congratulate you on. You were flexible. You realized that what I just simply said was, you don't belong here anymore. You don't, some things I don't need to do. Well, the job you love, but the concrete floors, it wasn't helping your back. You just didn't belong here. It was right. A nice job, but we have to make another decision.
Right.
You did that. I want to say congratulations to you. And now that you're 45, I believe you are motivating someone else to say, you know what? Let me not be afraid to change. Somebody really, I do feel this back hurting. They're on this concrete floor. They don't feel like doing this, but they are still there because they feel like, I don't know if anything else gonna come through. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know, but they are enduring the pain. It's like, I've done that too. Sitting at a restaurant, eating something that I really didn't enjoy. It's just like, well, they already made it. let me just go on and the chicken is dry. I'll deal with it. Just give me another glass of tea or something, you know? But why do that? Why do that? Make another decision.
And I feel like I'm young. I feel like I'm, even though I'm 45, I feel like I'm 25. And my kids get mad because they're like, you're not our age. But I'm like, I know I'm not your age. I'm a whole lot wiser than you. But my internal self tells me that I am still in my 20s.
I like that. Now, it's what they say, it's according to how you feel. But some people say, child, I'm over 40. That's for 20 people in their 20s to be changing careers and going back to school and things. No. It's for whoever is up for the challenge. And you realize, hey, I don't belong there anymore. I don't like the desk. I just don't belong here. So you know what? I'm going to school. I do belong there. There is a computer. There is a classroom with my name on it. That's where I belong, because I belong to getting another certification in nursing so I can help some more people. I think you are doing a fantastic job. And I agree with you. You are where you belong right now to reach the goals that you have. Now, is there anything I can look into for you on today, Anita?
I want to know, I feel in deep down in my soul that this spring will be better than any other spring. So I guess I want to know, how is my upcoming season going to be?
Just the way you feel. It is just the way. So now let me explain to you, because that's the answer, just the way you feel. But let me explain to you why you're feeling this is simply because you are coordinating what is to come. You are manifesting it by the feeling. You are letting the angels know, and they are letting you know, this is what we're working on for you. So we want you to maintain the feeling while we're working on this. So when it happens, we'll all come together, and it will be a wonderful, if I could use this word, collision of pure joy. So I do feel that it is going to be just what you are feeling. And it's important for you to keep feeling this, that it continues to manifest. So what did the scripture say? According to your faith, be it unto you. Stay in that feeling, because that's where you belong. Stay in that feeling of excitement. Stay in that feeling of joy, pure joy. Stay in that feeling of wonderment. What is going to happen? I'm so excited. You're guaranteed to not only continue to feel it, but you're guaranteed to receive manifestation of those feelings. Okay.
Okay.
Hang in there. I'm excited for you. I really am.
Thank you. I don't know if you're
dating it, but I feel romance in the air. I really do. So I can't say that this is going to be a husband or whatever, but I will say I do feel romance. I feel a thick energy of romance. So, let's see. Oh, Anita got a boyfriend. Enjoy yourself, my dear. I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you.
You're tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back.
You are hilarious.
Tuning your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. Now listen, don't forget, get your reading with me. Text the word reading to 40691, and you too can have a personal private reading with Dr. Mosley, okay? Text the word reading to 40691, and you can get your own personal reading. Go to the website, Dr. Michael Mosley. DrMichaelMosley. I'm going to the phone line. I believe I'm coming back to Atlanta to Tariq. Tariq, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Good evening. How are you? Oh, good morning, actually. I'm sorry.
Oh, good morning. I pray you're doing good too, Tariq. Now, Tariq, tell me something. Do you feel that you are where you belong in your life right now?
I do. The amazing thing, I'm glad you actually asked that question, because I actually just started a job in my field, which I have been out of my field for like the past 12 years, and it was always hard for me to get the job, get back in my field, which is accounting. And so I started the job as a temp last week, and they hired me in permanently the end of that first week.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That is we all gotta congratulate you on this one. Yay! Oh, that is absolutely wonderful. So now you do feel like you are where you belong, and you got a job in your field. I think that is wonderful, and it feels good to be somewhere where you are appreciated and you know that you fit in. I fit right here. Does that make sense, Tariq?
Right. Yep. It actually does. It makes perfect sense.
So I congratulate you. So Tariq, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, I just actually I have been dating this young lady, and I'm not sure if she's the right one. Being the reason why I say that is because she's staying with me, but she does not want to get a job. And I'm paying for everything, but she wants to, you know, the things that I was doing outside of me before I got the permanent job, which is like Instacart and Uber, she wants to use my car to do that, which that's wear and tear on my car, but she does not want to work a 9-to-5. And she can't help with bills because every time she gets some money in, she goes spend it out on herself.
Okay.
And I can't pull two people at say, you got to hold your weight too. So it's kind of like, I don't know what to do. Love her very much, but just don't know what to do. I'm confused on that.
Okay. Basically, well, you first of all, I would sit down and find out what are her goals and what are some things that she wants to do. I think you wouldn't have this problem if she had concrete goals in mind. It sounds to me that she doesn't have any goals. And again, this is what we're saying. Are you where you belong? And then let me say this. I did share this with someone the other day. I do a lot of Facebook lives, and so I teach a lot on Facebook. So everybody follow me on Facebook, but mm-hmm. under Dr. Michael Mosley. But I said this. Sometimes there are some people that no longer belong in your life. Sometimes you're not where you belong, but then there's sometimes some people just don't belong with you. It's not that they're a bad person. It's just not, it's not mixing. Yes, I love the style of your hair, but I don't like the color you like to wear on your hair. I just, you know, it just doesn't work for me. So I need to find out, or you would need to find out, what are their goals? How do they plan to support themselves? Then you have to ask yourself, what am I actually looking for? Am I looking for someone that is gorgeous, that is pretty, but I also want them to be able to do X, Y, and Z? So be careful. Don't stay somewhere that you don't fit in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. And I was speaking to her in reference to that, and she was like, well, you know, she just kept saying, I'm not trying to leech off you, you know, I'm trying to find a job and everything. I said, I understand that, but still, you need to put effort into looking. And she said, well, I cook and clean, that's fine and dandy. I do the same thing as well, but it does not bring in income to pay the light bill, gas bill, my car, no car insurance, renter's insurance.
Well, again, we have to define the goals, because some people have different ideas of goals. Well, some people say, well, my goal is to keep the house clean, to keep the clothes washed, and to keep food prepared. And that's the goal. Now, if some people they can work with that. That's fine. Then there's some people that say, well, no, I need you to actually bring finances into the house because this is what we're doing. I just need help with this. So it's okay, but we want everybody to be honest. Let's say this. This is, I don't want to say it too raw, but don't just stay in a place because it's convenient. Like the man that was healed, you don't want to just stay there because I've been here 30 years. Well, you know, yeah, but you don't belong here anymore. You just used to it. Go get you a job. Go get. Go connect back with your family. Go. You don't need to be here any longer. Everybody needs goals. Everybody needs some type of momentum. And I'm going to say it this way. Everybody needs a desire. It's your desire that will get you out of bed. It's your desire that will motivate you to do something different. So we all need a desire. Talk to her about her desires and her goals. I believe you'll be in store for a wonderful change, okay?
Gotcha. Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Brother Tariq. Stay warm. It's going to get warm in Atlanta, hopefully. We're praying. Today looks kind of nice, right?
Yeah, it's cold outside still, though.
You be blessed. You're tuned to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. I love that old tune. Yeah, I just love that. Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis. You know, you don't have to be a star to be in my show, but you do need to be something. You need to be you. You need to be generous. You need to be kind. You need to be loved. You need to be motivated. You need to have a desire. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley. Someone, my wife, to say, you got to say L. You got to put your middle initial there. So, because there is another Dr. Michael Mosley. So I have to say L to differentiate us. But I bless God for you. Listen, everybody, I'm talking about, are you where you belong? When Jesus healed that man at the Pool of Bethesda and told him, I need you to rise. I need you to get in your bed. I need you to walk. This is what you need to do. Stop waiting on other people to join you. Stop, well, what about them? What about them? If I leave, what's going to happen to them? If I move on with my life, what's going to happen to this person? You got to move forward. You only get one shot at life. And it's time for you to move forward in that shot and make it happen. You got to do this. You got to rise. You got to take your bed. You got to walk. Because in doing so, you'll be an example. You'll be a motivator. You will be an encourager to somebody else. Listen, let me go to one more call. I believe I'm going to California to talk to Willie. Willie, how are you doing on today?
I am well this morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Willie. Willie, I got a question that I've been asking everybody. Do you feel that you are where you belong in your life right now? Is this where you belong in your life?
I really believe it is time for change for me. I feel a move that I need to move. I'm here in California. I feel the move to Alabama. I feel the move maybe to Tennessee or Texas. And I just keep going around in circles, not really deciding exactly where, but I do know it's definitely time to move. And
all right.
It's just deciding in which direction.
All right,
and
you feel like it is time for you to move. Now, what is holding you back in the move?
I think because I've probably just, instead of if I had just said, okay, it's time for me to move, I'm going to Alabama, case close. But then again, I think, oh, I have a son in Nashville. Maybe I could do that. I feel Texas sometimes. I could do that. I keep complicating it by adding the different states. But I just know that it's time to do something. It's time to move on.
Okay. I want you to ask yourself this question. If you didn't have any problem and there was no obstacle, where would you go? If you did not have any, because apparently when you say, I got a son here, I can go there, then you are considering other factors. I just want you to take all the factors away and ask yourself, where does my heart really want to go? Do I want to go to Texas, Nashville? Where do I want to go?
I think I would go home to Alabama.
I think so.
It's just a call. There's something just calling me.
I think so, too.
I keep confusing myself because I say I want to be close to my family.
Okay.
And my family is there
also. Stop confusing.
See, that's what I do. Okay.
Because that's why I'm interrupting you, because you're going on and on and on, and you're going to add the confusion back. Right now, again, the scripture that I'm talking about says, rise, take your bed, and walk. Now, it's time for you to walk. Well, what about this? Or what about that? Or what about my son? What about this?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting too far confused now. What we need you to do is first make the effort to get to Alabama? Is that what it is? Just work towards that.
Yes.
Everything else may come into play as you go. But right now, there's a reason for Alabama. So work that. Go there. Stop making things so difficult, because you'll never move. You're going to always, then you're going to probably think about D.C. Then you're going to probably think about, well, ain't too bad here in California. I might as well just stay. I'll move across the street. You know, I'll move next to the next city. You always
See, that's
have.
That's what I've been doing.
So
that's
I want to congratulate
doing.
You. Go ahead on. and start your efforts in moving to Alabama. I believe you're going to have a great surprise there, okay? Well, I want you to keep me posted and let me know how things are going for you in the moving process, all right? Listen, everybody. I am so grateful that Miss Willie out of California. Up, my time is up, y'all. I got to get ready to get out of here. But you know what? I just like Miss Willie, there are others of us that really, you know, it's like I want to do so many different things, and then I want to do this, and but what about this? But what about that? Well, you know what? Now, first of all, let me tell you, you got to remember what Dr. Mosley says. You got to talk yourself into it. You got to say, well, this is what I want, and I'm going to talk myself into it. I can do this. The man that was healed at the Pool of Bethesda, he had to talk himself into it. He had to say, you know what? I can walk. Now, where do I go from here? Many of you already have the freedom. Like Shamika said, I have the resources. I have the money to do this. I have the money to do that. Now, I just need to do it. You can do it. Don't procrastinate. Work on it now. Google it now. Google the information. It's, you have it. Are you where you belong right now? Are you comfortable where you are? Somebody right now, like Miss Willie, said, no, I feel a move. I know there's a move. I feel it. Anita says, I feel something getting ready to happen in the spring. I feel it. Wonderful. That's your indication to say, okay, we're getting ready to move. We're getting ready to have a different mindset. Something else we're getting ready to experience is going to be wonderful. Which is also saying, you don't belong here anymore. There's a change. There's a change that is happening. You don't belong here. Now, everybody's not having a residential move. Some of us are having a mental move. I don't belong at this job anymore. I may not belong with this friend anymore. I may not belong to this church anymore. I may not belong even in this particular relationship anymore. There's a change, and I got to move on with the change because that move is going to help me. And sometimes if I become stagnated and I don't move, it certainly is not going to help you. It won't help you. Whether your family or friend is a substance abuser, you being stagnant is not going to help them. You got to move forward that they can see life. They could see that there is greater, there is more. So I want to encourage you to think about yourself. No, you're not being selfish. You're being prioritized. You got to rise. You got to take up your bed and you got to walk. Are you where you belong? Think about it, everybody. Go to the website, get your reading with Dr. Michael Mosley. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. Again, text the word reading to 40691 or go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. drmichaelmosley.com. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Are you where you belong? Because some of you don't belong here anymore. God have greater success for you, greater opportunities. Somebody, you don't even belong on this job anymore. Huh? Well, you going to get your raise and get your next place of employment so I can move up too? Because somebody wants your job. That's okay, because you got another job that is waiting for you. So you probably blocking somebody else's success. They probably praying you go do something else. Oh, listen, y'all, I'm not out of love and I'm not out of words, but I am out of time. But please promise me you'll stay on your path, your spiritual path, your spiritual GPS to success. Blessings, everybody. I'll talk to you again real soon.